Going to talk about ticket. We're going to play Ticket Jeopardy coming up at 8:40. That should be fun. But right now, we're going to talk about the real Jeopardy.
It's a tough one. By the way, is that Weird Al's rework of our Loves in Jeopardy?
Yes,
I lost on Jeopardy. Funny. Yes, for the last month or so, I have been caught up in the sensation known as James Holzhauer. He is the one who was chasing Ken Jennings' all-time Jeopardy record of $2.52 million. And last night, it came to an end as he was 58,000 and change, just shy of Jennings' record of money won. He didn't get that close to Jennings' overall record of 74 straight wins back in 2004. But he did win almost as much money in just 32 appearances. He had 32 straight wins. Last night was game number 33 for him. We'll talk about how he lost here in a second, but the streak has been amazing. I joined it in, which I guess was week two, because he was going for like his seventh or eighth win, and it was, hey, this guy's won more than anyone on any given night. He won over 100,000 one night. So I started watching, and I had not watched Jeopardy in a long time. But every night, I had it DVR'd, and sometimes I'd watch it live if I happened to be home. If I wasn't, or if I was out doing something, I would watch it later on. It became a family event. We'd gather around and watch James just in amazement, not only with how much he would know, but the way he would play. He would start at the highest value. Let's take U.S. presidents for 2000, not starting at 100 and working his way up, because if you start at the highest value, you get it wrong, well, all of a sudden you're in a big deficit that's very hard to dig out of. But he's so confident. In fact, he went 11 straight games without buzzing incorrectly. Remember last week I told you I don't think I've seen him really miss one outside of two or three times. He missed one or two last night, so that got up to around four by my unofficial count after week one. He was incredible. He knew everything, geography, history. He's a professional sports bettor from Las Vegas, so he knows sports. He knows musicals. He knows entertainment. I guess he said he went to the theater a lot with his aunt as a child, so he knows a lot about plays and musicals and movies and even pop culture. He's really plugged into that. So he was incredible. And you pretty much get that feeling anytime you watch Jeopardy. What is the comedian, may have been Seinfeld, said, how in the world can anyone possibly know that?
Right.
With most of the questions they answer. It was great. It was a great run. And I really thought that, I didn't think he'd get the 71, but I thought he would get enough to go over 2.5 million, because I didn't see anyone beating him. When I watched, no one really came close outside of a guy about a week ago who led him for most of the way until they got the double Jeopardy. Then James passed him in one final Jeopardy, and on he went. Well, he met Emma yesterday, a librarian from Chicago, who was right with him neck and neck through the first and second round. In fact, she had more money than he did at the very end. And the weird thing about James is, too, he would always, like if it was during the game, and let's say he had accrued $12,000 and his closest opponent was at like $5,000, if he had the daily double, he would bet just enough so he would stay ahead of them. In other words, he wouldn't bet at all. Now, if they were way behind, he'd go ahead and, yeah, I'll risk it all, because he had nothing to lose. He knew he would come back. And he knew there was a good chance he was going to get the question right. So that's why his totals were so high. And every day, he averaged $77,000 in winnings every day. That is more than the highest game total. In other words, the game record before he started was less than that. That's what he averaged every day. So every day, basically, he broke the record of whatever the previous contestants had on a daily basis, including Ken Jennings, who won 74 straight. So before we get to what happened at the very end and why I think I have a weird take on this that I've not seen anywhere else, but like a lot of Americans, I was locked into this. they had record ratings, the highest ratings they'd had in 14 years, according to Nielsen, with this run for Jeopardy! James. So here's Alex describing the topics that they went through in the first round. I thought we'd play along, and you can hear James, a little bit of his fine work. I think he gets off to a pretty good start yesterday before Emma caught him. And we'll stop it before they give the answer. We'll see how many you guys can get. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play some Jeopardy here.
Good luck, players. Here come the categories for the first round of play. We start off with picture the idiom, followed by literature, nests, jukebox musicals. Name the artist whose songs are the focus of each musical. Then Nixon said it. I am not a cook. James.
Literature 1,000.
Answer. Daily Double.
1,000, please.
All right. The title peak of this Thomas Mann novel is home to a Swiss sanatorium.
You have any idea?
Was once home Middlemarch? I don't know.
Any guess?
I don't know.
We are Zurich.
Okay.
Chris? Is Chris the answer?
What is Magic Mountain?
You are right.
Okay. James is off with a couple thousand.
That's 1,000.
Doesn't sound comfy, but several birds make nests in the giant saguaro cactus, including the Gila variety of this headbanger.
Woodpecker.
I'm going to guess Middlemarch again.
Okay.
Emma.
What is a woodpecker?
Good.
Very good.
Literature, 800.
In a novel, Simone de Beauvoir depicted herself as Anne, and this author of The Stranger as Henri.
Gordo, you're a literature guy.
What, as Anne, is Anna, Issa, and
any
no,
guess?
It's a Henry and June, right?
Any guess?
Triple.
What is Perry is really gay.
I didn't. Okay. What was the? Play the whole question. I missed the question.
No, we don't have time for that. What's the answer?
James.
Was Camus?
Albert Camus. Yes.
Picture the idiom.
Don't say it like that.
Note the lovely weather. It means to take advantage of an opportunity. James.
What was the category?
What was the category? Yeah, you'd have
James.
To.
Was Camus?
Albert Camus. Yes.
Picture the idiom. 1,000.
Oh wait.
Note the lovely weather.
Note Stand the lovely by. Weather.
Yes.
Picture the idiom 1,000.
Picture the idiom.
Note the lovely weather. It means to take advantage of an opportunity.
A bird in the hand makes five if you have...
That's your idiom? What's your idiom?
I'm going to say it's going to be du majeau.
Okay, roll.
James.
What is make hay while the sun shines?
Yes.
You know what? Stand by. They showed a picture of... people out in the hayfield. Okay, so you guys were good.
We're
on
at
that
a tremendous
one.
Disadvantage.
Yeah.
One, because of our brains, and two, right. Because we can't see the pictures.
We've established you're not as smart as James, but yes, you were at a tremendous advantage of that last one. So they get to Final Jeopardy. And this is where it was really weird, because this is Gambling James. He's on the ropes. He has 22,000, and she had just over 23,000. Emma did. And when they asked the Final Jeopardy question, I just figured, okay, he's going to double down and just hope that she doesn't double down.
Mm-hmm.
He only wagered 1,000, and this is how it all ended. And there was very little fanfare. It was the strangest ending to this incredible run.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager. A modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday. 46,801. What a game. Oh, my gosh. What a way to start the week. Congratulations. We're going to say goodbye to James, too. We'll be seeing him again, folks. Take care. So long.
That's weird. So if he had bet the whole thing, he would have won because
she
only bet 20,000.
Yeah. I think he took a dive.
There's some people who have tried to explain it to me why he did what was rational.
The only thing I can think of is he was betting that she got it wrong, and he thought that she was going to lose money, so, and he wasn't sure of his answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of, or that he took a dive. Seeing this guy bet for the last month, he's never done that before. I think, but how could you get tired of winning $77,000 a day? He wasn't going to win that last night. He's going to win 40-something thousand, but it would have given him the record. It would have put him over $2.52 million. He would have been the all-time winner.
Does he respect Ken Jennings so much that he took a dive to not break his record?
I almost wonder that.
Does he have Ken Jennings posters in his bedroom?
No. It was the weirdest thing, and it was such a... I thought there'd be more fanfare. Okay, we'll see more from James later. Maybe they're going to start today's show with an homage to James or something, but it was a very little fanfare. It was a really weird ending to an incredible streak.
There is an explanation for it, for why he did it that way. And I can't follow all the logic right now because I'm just glancing at it. But
a mathematical explanation?
Yes, there is some explanation for why he did what he did.
Okay. Well, maybe try to figure that out next before we play Jeopardy on the ticket.